I saw your Facebook post and I remember seeing that picture. What was it, last week of the snowmobile?
Yeah, it was last Sunday. Last Sunday I was out there.
And it's still there.
It's still there, and with the way that it's been, you know, the thaw and the rain and the freeze, it's sort of turning into a big pool of ugly mess, frozen mess. But
okay, so if anybody doesn't know what Diane and I are talking about, there was a snowmobile, and what happened? It looks like it burnt out or something.
Yeah, I'm told that it caught fire. Actually, a week ago today, there was an incident and the machine caught fire. Somebody's also posted that it was, and I mean, I feel horrible for the person that's lost this machine. I know they're quite an investment.
Yeah.
This is hearsay, but it's somebody from out of town visiting, enjoying the trails, and it's horrible that this is to happen. But this is a small little lake that is parallel to McLean Lake. You can't get into other than walking in or via snowmobile. It's actually the same lake that 2 years ago a groomer went through.
Okay.
It's the same lake, and they had to come in with special equipment to have that removed. So I'm a bit surprised that they've left the snowmobile this long.
You realize accidents happen, absolutely, but mm-hmm. a situation to leave it like that, it could cause problems with the water, right?
Yeah, well, it's all part of the ecosystem, and I mean, there are animals in the area and fish, and there's a fuel tank that's left there, and metal pieces and that can get in and,
right.
you know, possibly.
I wonder how they're even going to get it off the lake at this point, because it looks like after it caught fire, it kind of sunk in. And now that we've had all that different weather, it looks like it's basically part of the lake now. It looks like it's frozen right in.
It certainly does. And if you compare it to the pictures that I took last week, it was up quite a bit higher last week. And yes, it is sort of melding into a big pile of black, I guess, mess. It's pretty disappointing to see it.
Well, hopefully they take care of that sooner rather than later. And whereabouts is it again, Diane?
Again, it's a small lake that runs adjacent to McLean Lake, in between McLean and Trout Lake. There aren't any river rays that are running into it. So
I wonder how they're going to get in there to take it out.
I mean, via snowmobile or bring in an ATV. They'll have to chop it out, I would imagine, the same way that they had to take out chunks of ice, or the huge chunks of ice to remove the groomer.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's
it can
crazy.
Be done.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of work, though. Well, hopefully it gets done sooner rather than later, because having that sit like that for a week, you wonder whose responsibility it is at this point to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what I was wondering and kind of putting out there. It is right on the groomed snowmobile trail. So it's not hidden. It's quite visible.
Hey, let's see if there is someone that can help. We'll put it out there. Is there anybody that can get this snowmobile out of the water? Because it doesn't look like it's the best place for it.